Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm Rooster Didn't Crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Friday in Creighton, Bill?
The commish, the commissioner, is alive and well. Fantasy Football Friday.
Oh.
Everybody that comes in will be assigned. It will be part of the league. So everyone you come in, there'll be 12 to a league. 12 to a league. And so every 12th person, and then they start a new when they come in. So there'll be numerous leagues, and Shin Daddy will run that all from his office. So fantasy football, and he is the commissioner. So everyone that
he looks
comes
like
in,
a commissioner.
He does.
Oh,
he's the commissioner.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He has a presence.
Yes. And so he will run that. So everyone like that. So
you have to go.
You have to. 100%. You have to. Yes. There's no option. No opting out. You have to run. Be in the
Dipple will be mad about this.
Yeah. You'd
Why
have
would
to do
people
it.
Be mad?
Well, he came in here and tried to get us to do fantasy. We did not, but you have to if you go to Shin Daddy.
Yeah,
Shin
well,
Daddy.
I'm not going in the bank today. I'll wait till Saturday.
It's okay, smart man. You don't have to go in.
Smart. I threw a warning out a little bit. So if you don't have to at that, but if you want to get in the league like that, or we'll catch people by surprise. All of a sudden, Ron and Sharon are in a fantasy football league. they had to be.
How do I do this?
Sharon, who do you have for your quarterback? That'd be a lot.
Well,
so
they team up, though.
They'll team up, probably.
Yeah. Ron could handle all that.
And by the way,
Sharon knows sports.
No sports very well.
Sharon does?
Imagine the game she attended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did she
games.
Get it, though? Like, does she understand, like, what constitutes a first down?
Yeah. She wants the good team, the good guys to win.
Okay.
That's what she really wants. That's the number one thing. She wants those on her team to win. That's what she wants. So
that should be
If they do, she's very happy. Yes. And if they lose, very sad. But not a lot of really like going like that. What happened on 3rd and 6? Were you thinking we should have went with more of a zone pressure instead of a man pressure? And we had to pass some things off, don't we? There was crossing routes. Were you aware of that?
Sure. Yeah,
that didn't come up.
Drop into that lingo.
Should be a wonderful day at Midwest Bank. Thank you to Shin Daddy for sponsoring Hour 2.
Yeah, thank you, Shin.
It is the true sign of football back is when we have our good friend Lee Sterling at Paramount Sports on. Lee, good morning. Welcome to football season. Are you pumped as hell for tomorrow? Are you there, Lee?
I wouldn't say pumped. I would
come
say,
on. We got football. Lee.
It's week zero,
but there's football. There's football going on, Lee.
Wouldn't use the word pumped.
Pumped.
He's not pumped. He's just, it's something that, it's a precursor to
are
being pumped,
pumped,
I guess.
Well,
pumped.
Like I said, mildly excited, and it's a good way to like dip your toe in and get ready for the next weekend.
Okay, well,
put it that way.
We do have a ranked matchup to begin the season in Dublin, Ireland, Kansas State and Iowa State, which could be a potential Big 12 championship preview for later on in the year. Kansas State is a 3-point favorite, Lee, against Iowa State. What's your play on this game tomorrow in Dublin?
What's crazy is Kansas State is the favorite. A lot of people thought that Iowa State was going to be the favorite. Why? They were 4-1 in the last five games against Kansas State and actually covered all five. Near identical schedules last year. Iowa State had the 34th toughest schedule, Kansas State 38th. So what shocked me was the Wildcats were better pretty much in every metric except for record. So here's an example. Kansas State outgained their opponents last year by 83 yards per game. Mm-hmm. Iowa State, just 62. So why was Iowa State 11-3 and Kansas State 9-4? I think it was turnovers. Iowa State was +9 in turnovers for the year, while Kansas State was a very uncharacteristic -1. The two previous years, they were +11 and +12. I expect them to turn that around. I think the three biggest factors in this game are Kansas State's quarterback, Avery Johnson, just maybe a little more explosive than Rocco Becht. He also probably has better receivers, believe it or not. Iowa State lost a second and a third-round draft choice. They're two receivers last year. How good were they? Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel that were both drafted by the Houston Texans. Well, they only combined for 167 catches, 17 touchdowns. And normally, when a team wins 11 games, they've got 30, 35, 40 sacks. Iowa State had just 16 sacks as a team last year, while Kansas State had 35. I think they're a little better at creating havoc. I think the right team's favored. I like Kansas State 27-20.
27-20, Wildcats nice. Take Farmageddon in Ireland.
Hey.
Okay, another game of note, lead tomorrow. Kansas, 13-point favorites against Fresno State, reopening the stadium, the renovated stadium in Kansas. So what do you see tomorrow with the Jayhawks and Fresno State?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of talk, a lot of optimism, a lot of excitement about the reopening of David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium. But sometimes, you know, the teams, you know, they lose their focus a little with that, maybe looking ahead. You know, Fresno State, you're thinking new coach, you know, this is going to be terrible. But the coach they brought in, Coach Enns, I think is good. I think that the quarterback he's bringing in from Temple and Rice, E.J. Warner, is a capable passer here. And I have four of the eight different, you know, groups, like, you know, backs, linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers, defensive backs, and also special teams. I've got four of the eight in Kansas, anywhere between 12th and 16th in the conference here. So I think this is going to be one of those years for Kansas where they're going to be kind of middling at best here. I think, you know, 13 points is too much. I think they win the game 30-24, but I think Fresno State plus the points is probably the play.
34-24, Jayhawks don't cover but win the game 1-0 under Lance Leipold for 2025. Now, you wanted to give an update, a preview, your thoughts, Lee, on Nebraska this year.
Okay.
Nebraska, we've seen people saying a playoff dark horse. We've seen them, you know, the over-under, I think it's 7.5 wins right now. Are you buying, are you drinking the Kool-Aid on Nebraska, Lee, or are you backing off a little bit?
I probably have gone against them three of the last 5 years on my preview. This is going to be the last time I'm going with them. If they don't get it turned around here, it's not going to happen. I think that they finally have turned the corner. I'm not, let's put on the brakes a little bit. I'm not saying they're going to make the college football playoff, but I think they're going to win 8 games if I had to predict a record. 8-4 if everything goes right, 9-3. So I just think they've finally got the right offensive coordinator here in Dana Holgorsen. New defensive coordinator John Butler, very respected also. I think that he's going to do a nice job. They've got to, you know, they're going to have to maybe get a few more sacks, a little bit more pressure. They had decent pressure last year, 30 sacks. They're going to have to do a little better there. But special teams, 125th at 134 teams, absolutely atrocious. They should be better here. I like them to win 8 games, maybe 9 games. So I'm going to say they get into a decent bowl and finally turn the corner.
You may have mentioned Dylan Raiola, and I might have missed it. What's your regard like for the quarterback of Nebraska, Dylan Raiola?
You know, I think that he thought after maybe the first game or two last year was going to be a little easier. So I'm hearing, you know, he's in better shape and a little bit, you know, a little bit better weapons at the wide receiver position. And like I said, the right offensive coordinator, I think, to bring out the best in his skill set. So, you know, experience is important.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I just think that the learning curve was a little more than I expected. I expect him to come right in and light it up, but not the case. But I think he's going to progress nicely. You know, just 13 touchdowns last year. He should be in the 22 to 24 range this year. And a couple of his interceptions were just dumb throws, just trying to get rid of the ball. And I think he hopefully learns. I think if he has a season where he, let's say, has 24 touchdowns, 7 or 8 interceptions, I think it's going to be a really good year. And like I said, they'll win 8 or 9 games.
Lee, do you have any early thoughts on Nebraska's opener? I don't expect a prediction, just some thoughts. Cincinnati
next
it's
Thursday.
Tough. Yeah, no, I know who it is. I knew you had Mo Egger on. I'm on with Mo all the time.
Whoa,
so, yeah.
Whoa,
you know Mo.
I know Mo. I know.
Whoa, Sterling.
Worlds collide.
Lee knows everybody.
He is. You talk about a guy that's around and at games and a man of the people. It's Mo Egger. He is at, seems like, three quarters of every Cincinnati Reds game. He's at all the Bearcats games, and you know, 6.5 is a tough spread. We'll take a greater look at that, but they probably should get the job done. But
tough game.
Cincinnati does. The only thing keeping Cincinnati in the game is they have a returning quarterback here, and you know, if they had a totally brand new offensive coordinator, I'd be hesitant to lay the number. And Nebraska has not been great, you know, as a home favorite. How about this? Just a total of 6-5-1 since Matt Rhule came alive here, but in his new role, but 18-26-2 has not been much of a home field advantage. Let's see if we can start turning around. My early lean is Nebraska probably wins and covers and wins the game by 10.
We know you're in a tight schedule. Yep. Last thing, you did mention you want to give an official Dolphins pick because you're in Miami. I'm a Dolphins fan. I have low expectations. I said 5-12 on the year to these guys. Are you on board with me? Are you more optimistic?
Slightly more optimistic, just like I am. The season starts 6-11.
Okay.
6-11. Oh, goodbye, Chris. Good. Yeah. The most important, get rid of Chris Greer.
The GM.
The worst
Gotta
GM.
Go.
One of the worst I've ever seen since the merger in 1970.
Since the merger. Oh,
that's a lot. That's a lot of competition for the worst, but he takes the top one. Lee, how can people
Nine years and doing nothing. So they want to get involved. How about this, guys? Have a UFC card. Starts at 1-2 in the morning your time.
Okay.
Tonight, 3 selections, $3. If you use coupon code SAVE30, we've won 10 of the last 13 cards. And football, 6 weeks, $497. We've won 30 of 31 years. Use coupon code SAVE100. Everything's up and available. ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always great stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Since the merger.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
He knows Mo Egger.
One of the best opens I've ever heard. Lee, are you pumped?
Are you pumped?
And he's just
wouldn't say pumped.
Crickets?
No, not really. Come on, Lee. It's football.
Jake was so pumped. He thought he's going to get this huge. I am. It's time. We're finally here. It's finally. I'm not really that pumped.
I'm mildly excited.
Maybe it's because we are Midwesterners.
May not even watch the game.
Farmageddon is more. Yeah. You know, it's a former Big 12 opponents, foes that we used to play against, and so
foes.
These are ranked teams.
We've all been to Dublin before.
We were at the game 3 years ago.
Are you guys planning on watching?
I'm watching the game. Of course I am.
Okay. I mean, I hope I can. I got to work. I got work, so schedule's rough. I'm trying to watch it. We gotta talk about it though on Monday, right?
I would think so.
We will do that. If you missed the picks, Lee has K-State winning. Outright and covering the 3 points, he says K-State 27-20 over Iowa State. And also he has Kansas not covering 13 but beating Fresno State 34-24, his two picks for this week.
Okay, what do you think of those picks, Bill? About right on?
Yeah, about spot on, yeah.
Then he picks Nebraska by 10, which matches up with my 37-27 early prediction. Mm-hmm. 10 points.
Oh, you're dropping the prediction already.
You're doing it on your other shows.
All right, I get you. I know.
I've thrown out an early prediction. Now maybe it'll vacillate as the game gets closer and I learn more. But it seems like 37-27 to me. Come on.
I'd like to have asked Lee one question since he knows Mo like that. What's his thoughts on that? Mo feels that there is nobody from Cincinnati going.
One of the most illuminating comments we've heard in weeks.
I know nobody.
I know nobody.
And he knows everybody.
That's going from Cincinnati to Arrowhead.
Not going.
And I wonder how big. The other thing he said that was mildly interesting to me was a factor is that people hate Kansas City. It's an NFL town. They hate Kansas City.
It's a rivalry. Bengals, Chiefs. Yeah.
They've had some good games. Here's the other one, part two. He said, it's really hard to get there. I'm like, major town to major town?
Hold on.
There has to be Cincinnati flights to Kansas City quite often.
Those are major. You've traveled more than I have.
Those are major cities.
Yeah. You would think.
Yeah. But what about Omaha to Indy? I think it's kind of hard to get to, isn't it?
There's no direct flight. But Omaha's not KC. Omaha's not KC.
Okay. It's not the same.
Okay.
We need to see if KC flies directly
KC
to Indy. I'm going to guess it would fly to
Indy. Kansas City has an NFL team and a Major League Baseball team.
International airport, a little bit bigger than Omaha.
Yes. International airport.
It is international.
Nobody he knows is going.
Yep, KCI is right. That's what I mean.
Nobody he knows is going.
And he knows everybody.
He does. Everyone knows Mo.
He was great yesterday.
Yes, he was.
That is my Sunday column.
Yeah. Did you write it yet or not?
No, that would be incredibly efficient for me to write.
I'm just asking.
No, I have not written it yet. I'll write it probably Saturday sometime.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
Sunday column.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
There's one way to avoid being hacked. Be ahead of the game with Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.7% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. If that is something of interest to you, which it should be, go to AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation today.
The way you look at companies, are they hiring? Are they escalating? Are they in ascending? So I talked to Will this morning. Will said that right now things are blowing up in Kearney.
Talked to Will this morning.
Things are going crazy. They need a star, probably two stars in Kearney. They need to have somebody that's going to get out there and get it going. Because right now, when you're in all 93 counties and your retention rate's that high, imagine the places you have to get to in a hurry. And so Kearney has just went crazy. So we need some help in Kearney. They're hiring right now. This is like the Carson Shop program. This is the who's who list. This is the best of the best.
These are special agents.
Yes, special agents, exactly. This is those that you're considering FBI, CIA work.
Like Maxwell Smart.
Yes. I'll check.
You don't know that Get Smart.
I'll check with Rachel. Will. I'll bet you can get a shoe with a phone in it. Remember that Maxwell Smart had a shoe with a phone in. Will, is that possible to get a shoe phone for the new person in Kearney?
I knew you'd come through for me on this.
Oh, they were so. It was a beautiful thing. Nope, that's the Odd Couple.
Oh, that was the Odd Couple. Okay, but Max.
That was the odd couple.
No,
I've
got that one wrong. That was the odd couple. Give me the horns in that one.
And remember how they always had those doors closing?
Yes.
Remember that?
Intimidating.
That? Oh, remember? And guess who did they fight every day? Who'd they fight?
I don't remember.
Chaos.
That's right.
Chaos. They're always fighting chaos.
I knew you'd know that.
Oh, and they had this phone. He had Maxwell Smart was funny.
It was a staple in the afternoons.
Yes.
For when we were kids.
Get Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Maxwell Smart.
Maxwell Smart. And he had a shoe phone. So we get one of those? And how much fun it'd be to all of a sudden just be at a party and also going, hang on. And you take off your shoe and you answer your phone.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
You talked to Will this morning?
I talked to him this morning. Carney's blowing up. They'll put you up for 2 weeks in the Crown Plaza.
Really?
Yeah, put you up for two weeks in the Crown Plaza until you get yourself organized. Yes.
Nice. That's the nicest hotel in Kearney.
When we come back, our final Dr. Love for quite some time. Get your questions in. Love, relationships, and more. 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.